full time here at the Bet Butler Stadium. It was Dumbarton 2, Albion Rovers 0, and a goal in each half from Brian Prunty. And Jim Lister has sent the Suns through to the second round and sentenced Rovers to their 8th successive first hurdle cup exit in the last 2.5 seasons. It was a close game for much of the afternoon. Dumbarton started well, but Rovers came into it towards the end of the first half with Peter Innes and Gordon Dick getting on the ball and playing some good football. Chances were created in the 19th minute. A wonderful reverse pass from Dick to Gary Phillips found the winger in space, but he was blocked by the feet of Stephen Grinley. In the 25th minute, Dumbarton had an opportunity when Gary Fleming played in back Brian Prunty, but his shot went into the side netting. 3 minutes later, Rovers' best opportunity fell to Jason Crooks, who accepted a Dick pass and hit the bar. Just before half-time, Chris McGloskey pulled off a great save to deny Alan Lithgow from a Stephen McDougall corner, but McDougall's set piece would proved to be Rovers' undoing just before the interval. He swung in another corner kick delivery, which was powered into the ground by Andy Graham. Brian Prunty was on hand to knock the ball in from close range. It was a disastrous goal for Rovers to lose at that stage in the game, and they could have been 2-0 down early in the second half when a poor Mick O'Byrne pass was seized upon by Lister, but he blazed over the bar. Some good play by Mark Gilhaney saw him cut the ball back for Prunty, but his low shot in the 78th minute was well saved by McCluskey. Rovers fell 2-0 behind 6 minutes before the end. A miscue from Connor Stevenson allowed Mark Gilhaney to seize the ball. He laid it off for Lister, who fired home. So a disappointing afternoon result-wise for Rovers, although there are encouraging signs performance-wise. The final score, Dumbarton 2, Albion Rovers 0.